The thing that's come up is there are so many. This is the first time where I do my predictions for Hogue Prophecy Bulletin where I had to put them in three parts because I had 10,000 words to say about what's coming just in this year. I mean, I would. Some people call a year of the century. I would call 2007 a century of a year. There's going to be about that many events happening that could cover a century in other times in this year. And it has a lot to do with the fact that 2007 and 2008 are a borderline in time between the end of the Piscean Age and the beginning of the Aquarian Age. It is a borderline in time where the we are going to see actions taken and decisions that will, I would call this period a period where courses are set by the good and bad things we do individually and collectively. And then we have to follow those courses. So it's a very key time for initiating new and positive ways to go with our future. Certainly there seems to be changes happening that, whether one likes it or not, are happening in an American political situation. Certainly big changes are happening. I do believe that, as I've been saying since 1998, that Hillary Clinton will be president of the United States. Probably will have Barack Obama as her running mate. Barack Obama will, if he will just relent, will actually be a president of the United States, but this is not his time. It'll happen in the latter part of the next decade after he's been a vice president in training. Now, what is very interesting to me is this 40-year karmic echo that's been going on from lessons the country kind of learned or didn't learn in the 60s that are reverberating back in our times, kind of in a reverse issue. If I've said it before on the show that, you know, 40 years ago, in 1968, we had a Texan president in a quagmire in Vietnam.
Right.
Who had a hegemony of Democrats dominating the Supreme Court, the Congress, and, of course, he was a Democrat. But the party that was in power, because of his war, kind of got divided, fought with each other. You had Eugene McCarthy and Robert Kennedy coming up and rebelling against their own president to the point where the president didn't run for a second term, full term, in 1968.
George now, McGovern in the picture, remember that?
Yeah, that came later. And there was also, at that time, a rehabilitated Richard Nixon who was just starting to surface. Now, interestingly enough, 40 years later, we have two prodigal sons of the Clinton era, just like the prodigal son 40 years ago of the Eisenhower era, who are trying to foment an idea, a myth perhaps, that the good old days will come back if you vote for me. Nixon, people bought Nixon's view of that, and I predict that people will buy Hillary Clinton's myth of that, mainly because things are going to get so disrupted in the next 18 months that it will seem true. I often feel that Hillary Clinton is the reverse reverberation of Richard Nixon, that when she becomes president, she has the same karmic issues as Nixon, as being a person who has the potential for greatness but could fall into a darker mode and take down her presidency by being negative like Nixon did.
That's fascinating.
Now it's going to be a Democrat doing it. Now we have a Republican Texan in a quagmire, just like Johnson, aging very fast, a divided party. Now McCarthy, Eugene McCarthy, is turned into Senator Hagel, the Republican. you have kind of John McCain trying to be the Republican Robert Kennedy. I don't know if he'll make it. My sense is he won't. I don't see him really running. I don't know why, but I just don't. I don't see him going anywhere with this. A shame, really. But I wish I was otherwise. the Rudolph Giuliani will probably play the Hubert Humphrey of 1968 to 2008 Republican convention, which will also be a kind of a, well, the meltdown will happen before the convention, because now in these days the conventions are really just one long week, political commercial for a week. I mean, exactly 2 days ago, it will be a year from now the anniversary of the Super Duper Tuesday primaries, where basically I predict we'll know who the tickets are. Well, we'll know who the front runners and the tickets are by that time.
What about Romney? What about Romney, the Massachusetts governor?
It's an interesting thing to see this echo of the Republican Party struggling, just like the Democrat Party did, with a number of different dissenting views, and none of them strong enough to generate a positive energy with the base. For instance, Humphrey was the last man standing in the fight in 68, but he turned off conservative Democrats who voted for Nixon. Now we have the reverse of probably Rudolph Giuliani being the candidate, but he's going to turn off more conservative, social conservative Republicans.
Good point.
The difference is where the other time they voted for the other man, these people will protest vote by sitting on their ballot, not voting at all.